You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and today we're going to continue on with our series. It's stories pulled from my novel in progress called Robina Finch, and we're going to pick up right where we left off, which is that Vicky has invited Robina out, and Robina is in the middle of grieving her mother, who's been gone for 10 months, and living with her father, taking care of her father, and just dealing with her own feelings. And part of that involves panic attacks. But Vicky has invited her out as something to look forward to finally have some fun after all these months. And so where our story finds us today is Robina has come home to her father, and we're introduced to him, Gregory. And she's getting ready to go out and finally have some fun and mingle with the living. So here is father and daughter. My dad, Gregory Finch, looks older than his 48 years. His hair has been a dark gray since I was 8, and he could give two shits about his clothes. His complexion is pale, his slight body is hunched. Dad seems only to want to be forgotten, but I won't do it. I won't. He is funny and warm deep down. Beneath his grief and string of bad luck, he is the man I remember from my childhood. Loving, optimistic, and kind. This is the man I fight for. This is the man I will always see. Bean, is that you? He calls from the living room. Yeah, Dad, it's me. Can you turn the volume down a touch? I could hear your show halfway down the street. Sitting in his favorite brown velour wingback, he grumbles under his breath as he reaches between his thigh and the arm of the chair to grasp the remote. To my surprise, he turns the TV off. What's wrong, Bean? You look tired. His concern is genuine. We all watch out for one another's shifts in moods and appearances since Mom's death. Come sit by me. Tell me about your day. I flop down in the Chesterfield belly first and shut my eyes tight. I wish there were a magic pill to take the pain of grief away. I've tried. I've used painkillers, wine, weed. But the grief persists. It beats on in spite of me, threatening to swallow me up. And then the guilt sets in, as if my attempts to numb out are nothing more than attempts to forget her. My eyes fill with tears. I bury my head in the cushions. I feel a hand tentatively rub my back. Did you have one of your episodes today? Remaining where I am, I nod slightly. Aw, Bean. And that's it. Sympathy like that from my father is enough to break 1,000 dams within me. I let myself cry and just sink into the softness of the sofa while my grieving father helplessly rubs my back. Later, Dad says, maybe we should see someone. My head whips up. I know that he means a therapist or a grief counselor. Are you serious? He nods. I can't stand to see you like this. Wes has Tanya up there in Ottawa to see him through, but you and me, we just have each other. And I don't know what to do anymore. Do you? I shake my head. I'll ask around for recommendations. Dad grunts in approval and moves shakily to the kitchen. More coffee. He's been wearing the same blue sweatpants for 4 days straight. For 3 straight days, I've pretended not to notice. I make a mental note to pick them up off his floor after he's gone to sleep and throw them in the wash. It's been 10 months since Mum died, and her birthday looms over us like a shadow, pervasive and thick. It makes me sick. Do the dead get birthdays? I text my brother Wes. Do the dead get birthdays? 30 seconds later, a reply. She does. Normally, I avoid my reflection in the mirror, but for some reason, tonight counts. I've never hung out with Vicky. She intimidates the hell out of me, and not just because she's psychic. She's confident, too, and sultry. I've never used that word to describe anyone, but Vicky just is. Observing myself, I lift up my sweater to glimpse my stomach. It's smaller. I've never been thin, but the past year has taken a toll. I've lost weight without intention, without thought. It's not a good look. I'm soft and drawn. I need sunlight and bright food. Pulling off my black sweater, I replace it with a pale pink shirt. The blue jeans can stay. I'll clean off the salt stains. My hair hangs in accidental brown waves as I pull on an Alice band and tuck it behind my ears. My eyes are blue and large, my lips full. The only makeup I can handle is mascara. That and red lipstick. Crimson red. There's a light knock on my bedroom door and I hear my dad clear his throat. I tell him to come in. Wow, Bean, you look great. What's the occasion? He says as I let him in. Nothing, I say, not wanting to make a big deal of things. I'm going out, Vicky asked me. He knits his brow in what appears to be confusion, trying to remember who Vicky is, and then the light goes on. Yoga, Vicky? Yes, I reply. Right. I only saw her the one time, but holy jumping is she tall. You and your mom are always so petite. I'm not used to the tall ones, Bean. I know, Dad. Pretty sure that in a fight she'd have me. I get it, Dad. He winks at me and walks away, and I finally feel ready to go out. Ready to finally, possibly, have some fun.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.